Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.thegologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow thegologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Ah, bonjour, bonsoir, Monsieur Benoit.
Bonsoir. Here we are at Fakeologist Radio for Fakeologist.com, as usual.
And what day is it today?
Oh, today, it's still Friday, the 16th of October, 2020. Best year ever.
Bonsoir, Monsieur Pantalon Chaud.
Yes, that one, to be honest, it's an awful translation. No one will ever say that in French. It's a good one in English, but in French it wouldn't make any sense, really.
Yes. Do you have your own French saying equivalent? Any French saying that means the same thing?
Not really something related to pants, but there are quite a few expressions, of course.
I'm sure you've been called them all.
Not as much as I would have, but I'm sure it's enough for one lifetime.
Oh, you're a good guy. Well, we're on the Discord now, but I posted on fakeologist.com/blog that the first Discord server ever taken down that I've ever heard of was the Ice Age Farmers. Did you read that?
I read that post, and the thing is that I don't know if it's true. I don't know of those specific people, so it could be a fear operation. They might even have taken their own Discord down and say that it was done by outside operations, so I don't know. All I can say is that I created a Discord server at one point, and it's still up. And in the beginning of the George Floyd Black Lives Matter controversy, I did rename my server White Power for a full week just to see what would happen. And at least I think that there isn't a kind of automatic censorship. So if you are not signaled by someone, I don't think that it will be taken down.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree. And the Fakeologist server is a closed server. So nobody can just wander in and start reading. So it would have to be flagged by someone, and someone would have to infiltrate their way in and then find some material. Because we really don't believe in most of the nonsense QAnon stuff. So that stuff doesn't tend to stick anyway. And I am a patron of Ice Age Farmer. I give him the usual dollar a month, which is enough. And I didn't even know he had a server. I'm not a member of most servers because it's too much to keep up with, so I don't join, even though maybe I could join. He said he had 3,000 members. I don't know if it's a closed server. 3,000 sounds like it's an open server. And apparently the post that brought it down, he says, was the email that was flying around the internet and Facebook everywhere about Canada and how we are going to have isolation camps, we're going to have to give up all our property, we're basically going to turn into communist Russia in less than 2 years. And it was an anonymous source, of course. Did you see that?
It's maybe too much of a word, but what bothered me with that is that the link is going to godlikeproduction.com, so not the most reliable source. It's Godlike Production is an open forum. I mean, without having any account, I can start a thread or comment on some threads there. So it's difficult to really give much credit to something that is... It might not have been put there originally, but that's where the link was leading to. So it's really difficult to say much about those alleged insider letters. I think that in each and every psyops that we have been going through, there is some type of the same material that are out.
Well, actually, that was probably, that was an email flying around Facebook and email chains and whatnot, probably before it was posted to Godlike, so we don't know where it came from. You know, there's a lot of pranksters within just the internet that may not even be employed by the psyops that put this stuff out there. One guy did a really good simulation of a predictive programming video that he said was done on February 29th, 1956. And he just took clips from a television show from the 50s or 60s.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Ceruleum, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
And he just took some clips and then made it into a pretending it was something talking about coronavirus, folks, in 2020. And that thing fooled me for a little bit until I read some comments. Oh, look, Air France is landing in Toronto. How appropriate. You don't see too many planes anymore, but Air France, that's a big one. I guess that's the big Airbus landing beside. Anyhow, that one fooled a lot of people, including a guy I really like who does a lot of Jesuit posts on YouTube called A Plain Truth. And he fell for it, and I said, it's fake, and he said, prove it to me. So I didn't have a chance to look up my link on my own website, but so a lot of pranksters are out there anyway, just trying to fool us, and we don't know, as you said, where it comes from.
Yes, it's very difficult to say. It's funny that you mention France, because on the coronavirus side of things, we cannot avoid speaking about coronavirus. Yesterday, the French president Emmanuel Macron announced a curfew on some of the major cities in France, so it will reach about 20 million of the 80 million French people in the world, in the country, I'm sorry. And the thing is that this is a curfew between 9 p.m. to 6 a.m., and you are not supposed to be outside, only for medical reason, walking your dogs, or those type of things.
Yeah, and most old people like me, I'm not out between. I'm not even out anyway. So clearly this is a target to the young people. It's trying to destroy a younger generation, maybe a little younger than even you. I don't know what you do at night, but it's really a clampdown on young people, and they're the ones that are getting their behavior modified for the new world order, I think. It's not really for old people, because I'm in bed by 9:30 anyway, I don't care.
I'm not in bed by 9:30, but I am not outside with a group of friends drinking or smoking or whatever anymore, so I'm clearly not targeted too, but yes, I really think that it's going toward the youngs, because that's exactly what they are doing. Someone was reporting to me today that the cops were at the university, and my friend thought that they were there to pick up someone, but they were just there to enforce social distancing and to break up groups that were more than five or six.
They're literally going, people don't see it. They think of population control as just shooting people or poisoning them or just killing them. But this is eugenics in action. This is how it's done. This is soft eugenics. They are really keeping people apart. They're making people wear masks so you cannot make a connection. They're breaking human bonds and human connections. And especially young people, and this is how you do it. So if you can keep them far enough away from each other for long enough, they're not going to make the important human connections and have the fun and the dalliances and the explorations as young people. And they're really going to almost neuter them without doing any kind of chemistry or any kind of surgery. So it's psychological neutering. It's very disgusting. It's awful. But it's happening. On a worldwide basis.
Yes.
So they could half the population in one generation, easily.
Yes, and it goes toward the trend of having younger people almost incapable of socializing normally. So that's also a big part of building a human. I mean, getting together with other people, getting to know which character you like or you don't like, and being able to speak in public, all those things are going to slowly fade out, and it will give for the new generation some kind of human that are incapable of behaving like we were. And it will be a different world. Way less social interaction.
Yeah, it'll be disgusting. Awful and terrible and everything you can think about. And now that it seems like I talked to my parents, and I asked both of them who are plugged into the mainstream, MSNBC, CNN, BBC, I asked them, have you ever heard of Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset? And they said, no, they'd never heard of it. So I said, isn't that amazing? Why wouldn't, you'd think, because they're not hiding. They're not actually hiding. It's not a behind the scenes conspiracy, but it's not promoted at all. So I just said, why don't you use your computer for more than just an email box and go look it up? If you get all the multimedia effect from your computer like you do on your TV, go look it up. Go get the information. And
yes,
wouldn't that be interesting?
Yes, most of the proceedings that are going on in Davos are public. But this year it's funny because it will not be in Davos, the World Economic Forum. It will be somewhere else because of coronavirus. So no possibility for me to go bull on them. Yes, probably it has been chosen. Let me look it up.
Well, they said it was on Lake Lucerne in the spring when it's warmer. They don't want to do it in the cold weather. So maybe they can get more people out when it's warm.
Yes,
but
you are right.
It's Switzerland.
From Tuesday, the 20th of May, from Friday, the 21st. It's still in Davos.
Oh, it is still in Davos. Okay. Is that Lake Lucerne?
No, but it's not that far because Switzerland is just small. For you North American, I mean, it's you cross a state, not even a state. You maybe 200 kilometers, I think. But Davos is a nice place in the winter and in the summer too. It's in the mountain. It's pretty secluded also.
And I'm sure you could.
Yes.
You could isolate it and make it secure, and keep people out that you don't want.
Yes. Sadly enough, my unit in the army, when I was obligated to do my time in the army, we were never asked or required to do the security for the Davos Forum. But I would have found the experience interesting.
You could have snuggled up to Prince Charles with some other slime ball.
Who knows? But at the time, I was not as aware of what the world was. So maybe I would have asked him about chemtrails or some stupid theory like that. But it wasn't on the level that I am right now.
Yeah, you could have asked him maybe, what do you think your dad's saying when he dies? He wants to come back as a virus.
Yes, that one. But anyway, I never had the chance to approach that specific event. But that would have been interesting.
Very interesting. So getting back to Discord, if the Fakeologist Discord server goes down, I used to have a TeamSpeak server on my own computer, which means that it's mine. It's my server. And I noticed that TeamSpeak is upgrading to look more like Discord. It's not out yet, but it should be out soon, I'm guessing. So if you want, just for fun, you could download TeamSpeak for your Android and try and connect to my server. If you go to AudioChat, fakeologist.com/audiochat, I think the instructions are still there. I haven't tried them in a long time. I don't even know if I have the server running, but if I don't, I might get it running again, and we can use it as a backup if something happens to the Fakeologist Discord.
TeamSpeak might be the best option at this point.
Yeah.
But it's funny that there was a crackdown on QAnon of all realm of the conspiracy world. It's funny that that was this one that was taken down.
Well, it's the only one I know of. Maybe there are more. I don't know. I think QAnon was specifically created to take down everyone that were similar to it. So they created QAnon. They came up with the more crazy stuff. And the excuse was that brought down all the big guys. Like even Amazing Polly, who had a couple hundred thousand on YouTube, she was not. She's busy crying on BitChute this morning, which makes me kind of suspicious because if you're able to get a video on YouTube, you have a level of competency, so you should be able to find other ways to get your stuff out there and not, you don't need to cry about it. Like, I'll say this 100 times. Please, anyone who's knocked off YouTube, please don't do a one-hour video of being knocked off YouTube. It's so boring. Please don't do that. It really annoys me.
Yes, and also the fact is that when one person obtains a certain number of subscribers, you get a direct person that is responding to you on YouTube. So it's not
sure.
as difficult for
yeah.
some of us to get it. I mean, if you get like 2,200 subscribers, I mean, you can probably 200,000, I'm sorry, subscribers. You can get someone on mail or on phone pretty quick and try to get your case or put on a review or anything. So I don't think that some of it might have been planned. And also I think that some people might have even deleted their own YouTube channel just to be on the move, if you know what I mean, to be on the good guy side. I was deleted on YouTube because...
Yeah, Jeff C. says he did that. He said he took all his videos off, so... But he's another one that spends a lot of time crying about it. It drives me crazy. And PK is another guy. Every other week, he lists all the things that were knocked off. It's so boring. We don't care anymore that you're knocked off YouTube. It's obvious. It's just a tool to waste people's time and manipulate, and that's just how it works. They just get over it. And
I think that
that's
why was always the case.
It would be complaining
about the fact that there is no conspiracy article on the New York Times at this point.
Yes.
YouTube is the
For
New
sure.
York Times.
It's
so
just,
why would there be anything of relevance on YouTube at this point?
Yeah. For all the money they've got, it's not even a great platform. It's not even really improved that much over the years. It's just... Everyone knows it, and everyone uses it.
Yes, and if you want to watch a music video, the first time you... Yes. Go on, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. Make sure you join Telegram. Did you join the Telegram? The Fakeologist Telegram?
Not yet, but since we mentioned that some Discord might be erased, I might join the Telegram just to be on each alternative
yeah.
that we might have. That Mastodon thing never really picked up, I think.
No, I killed it. It's dead. It's gone.
Yes. It was a good idea, but the people are not ready yet, and there is still too many influential people on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't even know how Mastodon is supposed to work if it's decentralized, because... Yeah, it's just not big enough. It's not big enough, so I'm not using it. Yeah, they need names. They need Donald Trump to go over there, actually.
Yes, definitely.
Really need that. Obviously, Donald Trump made a huge difference on Twitter. A massive difference. Twitter is... Donald Trump is their hero. Trump is their hero. Twitter. I don't know where Twitter was going before that.
But that's so it is. Facebook also got an insane amount of ads for Facebook, and I don't think that many people are using Facebook anymore. So that's so it is. Some of it, how can I say that? They are the big names because they can afford to be the big names, and that's so it is. Because YouTube can pay each and every user of cell phone to have the YouTube app pre-installed on every phone. That's just how they keep the market. You know what I mean? They are not the best. They are not the cheapest. They are not the one that will give you the best value for your money. It's just that they are omnipresent, and that's about it.
You need momentum.
Yes.
I'm tempted to switch I'm really tempted to switch back to TeamSpeak. Just because they figured out the Bluetooth on these phones. Can you hear me, Benoit?
Yes, but if I reply to you while I am still muted, it will not work. Mental note.
Yeah.
TeamSpeak was the market leader, and I think they still are. It's just that Discord has an easiness to use, and each and everyone can create a server quickly, and that's about it. But we said last year that it might be a victim of their success, and maybe now it's the time.
Well, yeah, I'm going to switch to TeamSpeak probably on my own server. They're going to offer their own servers too, like Discord, make it easy for people, but I want my own server, and it's super lightweight. It's a very tiny program. There's not much to it. There's not much technology to it. And I do like the chat feature and the colors and all that, but now Discord is sending me a message saying they're introducing stickers and other completely useless features. So obviously they have nothing better to do. And I think I might have to switch to my own TeamSpeak server again. Because the audio quality is really good on TeamSpeak as well, and it's not subject to all the traffic that millions of Discord servers might have to put up with, because it's on your own server. So I might switch shortly. We're gonna see. But I'll definitely ask you to help me test it as well. And it would be good. Because actually, if you could, I really want people to get off Discord and go to Telegram, because Telegram is a much easier way to communicate. I could easily send you a message on Telegram, and you would be more likely to see it, because it's just easier to use. So, yeah, definitely go on to Telegram. I don't know who owns it or who's paying for it, just like I don't know who runs Discord.
Telegram,
well, the guys are from Russian. Well, yeah, if you go on Wikipedia, you'll read a really at the weak story. It's a weak story, yes, about two Russians that went to Qatar. So it's probably another big technology company owned by the intelligence agency somewhere. Okay, that's fine. We get it. I mean, do people realize that the Royal Mail was created so the elite could spy and see what people are doing in business? Way back in the day. So it's the same with Telegram. They're all the same. They're just spying on us, reading what we're doing, what we're thinking, what business ventures we've got. That's all they are. That's how spying is done. It's pretty simple. Reading other people's messages, their emails, their mail, whatever.
Yes,
that's spying.
Back in the day, you used to set up a cafe or a bar in some kind of workers' neighborhood, and you get someone that is listening in the conversation. That's exactly the same thing.
Yeah, it's not high-tech. It's really easy.
Yes.
And high-tech should make it easier, because they can program the computer to look for different words or listen for different words. If I say QAnon 10,000 times in this conversation, the computer can easily record that and make a report.
Yes. Yes, but I think that something like Dominic Strauss-Kahn is a pedophile might make Twitch the system better, you know. Those type of more personal, in-depth things. QAnon is too large. If you say the name of someone that is influential and you say something derogatory about them, I think that the system might pick it up.
Yes.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
You don't have free will. You have the appearance of free will.
So I can see that
the
windows... Yeah?
Yes. By the way, since we are on that topic, let me say that the former French minister, of many ministers at that, Jack Long, is a pedophile. Just for everyone listening. Let it be known.
Yeah. Well, sure.
So we are gearing up for November to see who the next leader of the free world will be, or if it will remain the same.
Yeah. What I was going to say is the terrible Windows program that runs the Discord audio chat is already 1 minute behind, because that announcement came a minute late. And even the very simple process that Windows synchronizes the computer's clock stops working after a few days. That's a known problem with Windows, and it just illustrates the idea that Windows is a piece of garbage operating system, and something as simple as synchronizing a clock doesn't work most of the time. And that's how I see it.
Yes, it's also designed to be complicated and operated on some level only by qualified personnel. That's definitely...
No, I know how to do it. I looked it up. I looked it up, and what happens is the thing that the process that runs in Windows to synchronize the time, it stops working, and you have to manually start it again. So it's my point is it's a bad program. It's not good, and the idea that it dominates the entire world is really depressing. And
once again, I think that they are number one because they can pay to be number one. And that's about it.
Well,
they became omnipresent and they remain omnipresent because that's how it is. They paid what they had to pay. They take the bribes where they have to bribe someone. And also,
well, they just give it away too, maybe.
Yes, also.
They give the software away and then they addict you and then they charge you later for upgrades.
Yes. Everyone at school is very happy to be using the latest version of Word, and it's free, and it's wonderful. 10 years later, everyone was formed on that system, and it's the main operating system still, and it's still as faulty as it was in the beginning.
Yeah, it's not.
Yes, it's funny that we have this conversation, because it's kind of the Apple versus Windows conversation, and I had the same discussion with my daughter just yesterday. So it's pretty fun to have the same conversation, but on different level of intelligence, let's say.
I'm pretty sure I never lost the call with TeamSpeak. I'm really anxious to try TeamSpeak again because Discord stops working at least for a couple times an hour now, and I get disconnected even though it says I'm connected. I'm actually disconnected. I'm anxious to try TeamSpeak again.
Yes, it might be the better option, because yes, we mentioned it last year. Discord can flip on us, can start deleting server randomly.
I hope they do delete the server.
Together.
I hope they do delete the server, actually. Because one thing I've noticed, because it's easier to use, nobody posts on the blog, nobody makes comments, nobody uses the forums, and a lot of this material that everyone posts, which I'm grateful for, is completely lost. I don't save the Discord chat. I don't have time.
Yes.
I can't do that.
Which reminds me that I also have to register on TapaTalk to be able to post picture on the forum.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's easier. TapaTalk is easier. And
yes.
That's the only reason I switched forum software, so something like TapaTalk would work. So.
TapaTalk is very easy to use. It's just that I always forget to... I'm registered on Fakeologist, but I'm not registered on TapaTalk directly, so they don't allow me to post picture on the Fakeologist forum.
Yeah. So there you go. Register on TapaTalk, and then you can get in the Fakeologist forum, which is my server. And I might just try an experiment and shut Discord down and get TeamSpeak running. Let's see. Let's see what we can do, because it might encourage people.
Yes.
One
Why
thing,
not?
I'm always willing to try new things, but I really want people to get on Telegram for just sending messages and joining the discussion. It works pretty well. It's pretty fast. Anyone that knows how to use WhatsApp can use Telegram. It's much more powerful than WhatsApp. I really want people to go to fake11.com/Telegram and join up. I only got 20 members on there so far, so we need more.
Yes, and since we are discussing the forum, there are great things on the forum. For example, the UK-related thread that Xylefix made is just fascinating, and he keeps posting things on it every day almost. So,
yes.
The content value is there. It's just that some people have to learn to migrate from it.
Yes, and TapaTalk is one good program that can help you read it easily. Very good, and yeah, ValFlex is a patron. He has tons of posts. He's the main commenter. He's really good. And he's based in the UK, so most of his stuff is UK-based. It's not as interesting to me because I'm not over there. And the way things are going, it doesn't look like I'll ever go over there. So it's another world for me. Now, what do you think about Did you see the clip I put about Alex Jones yelling about the Hoover Dam?
I saw that it was 3 minutes long, and I decided that I was not ready to listen to Alex Jones for 3 minutes. But maybe we can play it right now. It is worth playing on audio only?
Well, maybe, but I wanted to bring it up because yesterday I watched a police news conference in Toronto where they said they solved with genetic genealogy, which nobody really knows what that means. It's totally, total nonsense. They solved a 36-year-old plus 10-day murder of a 9-year-old in Toronto from 1984.
Yes, and the guy was, it was a false conviction for a guy named Paul Morin.
Yes, Guy Paul Morin, which you could say the word moron if you're not careful, but
it might be intentional also.
Yes, we don't know who he really is because now more than ever, I believe that most of these stories were fake. And there was a lot of missing young girls, children back in that time. They were abducted all. There was at least 3 or 4 in that time zone over that 10-year period. It was happening where I live in Toronto many times. I can think of 4 of them right now. And it was always by some friend of the family, a young white male, who just couldn't help himself and raped and killed young children. That was the story du jour. And this was another one of them. Now, the problem with this story today is, number one, nobody remembers. Nobody alive today probably even remembers this story. It's so old. And, of course, it's so unlikely that you could solve a... If you don't solve a crime within 48 hours and it's a stranger, reality is you'll never solve it. That's reality. But this was another alleged friend of the family. And the thing that tipped me off that made me scratch my head is I watched the Alex Jones video. It was by TMF Productions. And Alex Jones was conditioning us to the Hoover Dam being blown up. Now, this is about the millionth time someone said this is going to happen. And even a stop clock is correct twice a day. But the name of the suspect of this 36-year-old murder's name was Calvin Hoover. Now, Calvin is an odd name. Hoover is an odd name. And the two words together immediately made me think of the Hoover Dam. And then I thought, wait a second, Calvin was the name of a president. I wonder if he had anything to do with the Hoover Dam. So I just looked up Calvin Coolidge and the Hoover Dam, and lo and behold, Calvin Coolidge is the one that authorized the spending to create the Hoover Dam. Now, is that just another coincidence? Because most of these phony stories for Canada are made in the U.S. I'm sure of it. Either the United States or Britain. They're the ones that create most, if not all, of the psyops around the world. Just because they're the biggest and they've been doing it the longest and they're the best at it. So it made me think, well, maybe this is some kind of conditioning, some kind of link, and that's why they chose that name of this most likely phony person to go wrap up a phony murder from 36 years ago. So, just throwing it out there. Now it's out there, so if I'm right, then at least it's in the ether, so you can listen and say, oh yeah, Fakeologist is talking about that. I could be completely wrong and deranged, but it's on record now.
If I said that Donald Trump was about to die from COVID, so I'm not there too, you know.
Yeah, you put it out there. But
yes, but at the time I thought it was a possibility. But,
Not the scenario.
But to come back on the murder story you mentioned, what is interesting, and you can notice that in Europe, probably in Australia, because Rollo is there with us, so it's worth mentioning Australia too. But it's the case that every time you get those disappearance of kids, are they real or not, whatever the case is, it doesn't matter, because they get someone rather quick, and that person is jailed for a number of years. So everyone in the population is quiet and the things are slowed down. And after that, they can reuse the hoax to say that DNA cleared the guy and that the real
is now
in jail.
Yeah.
So it's a double-sided hoax, you know. If there is really little girl missing, you can calm down the population by saying that the guy is in jail. If no one is dying, you can create some fear and then change the behavior of people, of kids.
Oh, yeah.
And 20 years later, you can play the DNA card and continue the hoax.
Well, actually, it's a good point you made. I forgot about the DNA angle and the whole thing, because DNA is just this magic police tool that can catch anybody, anytime, anywhere. And that's, and we know from SMJ that DNA is definitely a hoax. There's no such thing as a double strand. The idea of chromosomes and genes, I think, is also science fiction. But there's some, obviously there's, you can look at something in our blood. I believe that. There's something that you could look in a cell and in our blood that probably could identify me from you. Because I'm pretty sure there's something that makes us different. I don't know.
Maybe.
I have no idea. We don't know. But
people
and
don't
I still
get
think,
caught because of DNA. You know what they why they get caught? Because they speak. The only thing anyone should do being confronted with the police is refuse to talk at any point. Speak to a lawyer, and that decide what is the next move. But everyone that's getting caught is because they say something to the police. Even admitting to being on the scene or whatever, DNA is rarely the main proof. So, except on
the
strange case that no one really remember about, where no one really can say what was the case or whatever.
And in this case with the murder, allegedly this guy left his semen on her underwear in 1984. Now, where exactly are you going to be able to analyze that in 1984? What actually are, if DNA wasn't being used in 1984, what exactly would you be able to save on a pair of underwear? Would you cut out the underwear? Would you save the underwear? What exactly could you harvest from the underwear? And where would you store it?
You will have to be very smart to, in 1984, know already what will be the requirements 10 or 15 years later for preservation of such DNA.
Yeah, and what exactly are you preserving? What could you do with dried semen? Is there anything identifiable about that from someone else's? No one's ever explained that. We're just supposed to assume that it's anywhere you go or touch or anything you leave behind is completely perfect to identify you, which is also impossible to believe. I don't believe that.
Yes,
so,
and at the time of the slow reveal of the DNA thing, where they were starting to use it in cold cases and everything, there was a series of movies that were mentioning that were playing on that type of identification and all that. One of the more famous of those were Gattaca was the name of the movie, and the point of the movie was that even if you leave a small skin cell, it might be identified, so you have absolutely no freedom in that utopic society the movie was based in, dystopic rather. So the thing is that it was pushed forward at a certain time when I was young, it started to be mentioned that this guy was innocent and all that, and it never had really stopped, and no one really put it in question or asked if it was really true or anything. And then after that, there was show like CSI, and CSI, I think, really cemented that idea in the public mind.
Yeah, they were busy solving crimes in 44 minutes. Or wherever the hour is, but everything can be solved right away. And that gives
If you want to smash your neighbor with a hammer, you know that you are going to be called, so you don't do it. That's also a psychological tool.
Yes. Yes, it is. That's true. But getting back to the purpose of the COVID test, my idea is if the COVID test does anything, if it tests for anything, which I'm not sure it does, then I still believe that they do want to build a world serology bank and try and get this IV 2020 concept going, where anyone can be absolutely identified by this worldwide bank of whose cells are whose. So if this is a mass worldwide gathering of cells, so we can absolutely identify you, that I tend to believe that is real. And everyone in this world is going to be tested, and the test is really just a cell gathering exercise. And because you're going to have to get tested all the time, then they're going to have fresh cells as your body changes, as you get older, assuming your cells change, and the database is always going to be up to date, all in the name of this invisible virus. I think that's the real goal, because everything we're told is always misdirection. If you assume that, then you always have to look for the real reason why they want this to happen. And I really think that is, with technology, with computers linked around the world, with infinite storage, where you could store, if there are 7 billion people in the world, you could store their data on one central server, it could be done. And imagine the power of looking up people and seeing who the hell is who, what they're doing, what they're paying, what phony medical prophylactics they have to take, have taken. It's just, it's extreme control through information.
Yes, and it's also a predictive tool, as in you can establish patterns, and you can predict for certain population might tend to happen over a certain time.
Well, their idea is they want to build this database so they can predict disease and outbreaks. That's the excuse.
Yes, but it's more to predict social change and to act toward them if they don't fit the program. And also it can be a tool to measure the success of such things, you know? Because if you can track someone totally, you can start to see that, okay, all those confinement and social distancing has made it so that, for example, this guy is less promiscuous by such and such percentage, you know? So also, when we were discussing this population reduction thing, it might also be a tool to measure the efficacy of it.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
Yeah, do you think it would put a crimp in your lifestyle if your phone is tracking the hell out of you and
because my phone is not even registered on my own name, so it might as well be my friend or me or whoever. And I don't really care. There will always be horny women out there. Masks, no masks, cell phone, no cell phone.
No, I'm not worried about that. I'm more worried about them tracking your behavior and calling it and costing your social score, your social credit score. I'm wondering if you're worried about that.
No, because as things are already, if that goes in full force, I'm already on the lower score. I might even be jailed for the score that I have. So at this point, I don't care. If that goes in full force, I might have to go to the board of the next to the river and eat wild ducks and fish for a while.
Well, you'll have to go to the re-education camp that they're building.
Yeah.
Where you'll get to watch boring movies about whatever it is they want you to be.
Well, I think that the forest is a better idea. Until I break something and I have to go to the hospital, of course. Because that is a game changer.
Yeah, I suppose so.
But yes, that's a terrible thing to look forward to, but I'm already 36. I had a lot of fun in the world, such as it was before, so I cannot...
Yeah, but you're a smart guy. You'll figure out a way around it. There'll be a million ways around it. There'll be services that'll crop up to help you around it.
Yes.
Humans are very good at getting around things if you want to. It doesn't matter what lock you make, someone will find a key.
Yes, exactly. It's the same thing for cigarettes. I mean, they keep raising the price and the black market keeps getting bigger and bigger. That's just how it is.
Yeah. But not everyone is industrious and smart, and not everyone can get to the black market the same way you can. Because not everyone has the capability to get around things.
I don't really know if some people will survive in that world. All I know is that there is an endless supply of fish and wild duck near the river, so for basic food, that's how it is. Then also, since I am in Switzerland, I can still get access to a lot of goods. But the social credit system is something that will be terrible for me because the day it's implemented, I'm already on the lower score. Already. I might be the guy with the low score in Switzerland.
They'll give you 1,000 points to start off. You'll get a full... Everyone will start with a full deck. You don't have to worry.
No, I don't think so. No.
No,
with the child support I owe, all the fine I take, driving without a license, the drugs, everything. No, it's impossible. They give me 1,000 points. I might have 1,000 points for the first second the change is put in play. But after that, I must know. But if I get 1,000 points, I will give them away if that's possible and still go to the river.
I get it. Well...
That will be too sad. That's not the future I'm looking forward to. And that's something I was saying to my daughter, that I was pretty sad that she will not... Of course, I was not expecting her to experience the same world that I did experience, but some basic liberty are being taken from her, and I think that's sad for her. For me, I don't really care. Like you say, I'm an adult. We are all adults. We can go around and do what we need to do because we are resourceful. But for the kids, it's unfair.
Yeah, well, if they're old enough, they might see it's unfair, but if they're young enough, they won't know any different.
Yes, but also the thing is that you cannot, how can I put that? You cannot make someone, it's like a duck. If you have a duck in your farm and you want it to get fat, the best way to do it without harming the duck is to get him fat slow, not giving him the big meal at the first time in the morning each and every day. So, for example, when I'm speaking with my daughter, that's exactly what I am doing. I'm trying to give her the fat slow, you know what I mean? So even discussing something basic like COVID, you cannot try to force-feed her information in the span of an hour and expect her to get your worldview, you know? We get to do it slowly, and it's just so difficult to put those kind of ideas through the mind of a kid. So they have already won that war, in my opinion.
Well, if you don't have the children in your tribe all the time, they're getting bombarded with propaganda. You don't have a chance at competing. Unless you're on their phone, sending the messages on Instagram and keeping them away from the bad people, then you're just going to be one voice out of 100 voices that are all saying things.
Yes.
Propaganda is so powerful.
Yes. It's so powerful. Even if you were the most famous Instagrammer in Canada, that would not be enough. There will always be some voice that is louder than yours. And you just have to be the best example possible. But yes, like I said, getting them all the information in the shortest time possible, that's not the way to do it. And only speaking about that with your kids, that's also not the way to do it.
Yeah. Well, I'm almost at the end of my drive, unfortunately. You got two other people here. I might join in later, but maybe Skylarkin and Rollo can say something, because I've done enough.
Good day, guys. Yeah. Good morning.
Yes,
good morning.
Yes, it's almost 11 p.m. here, but good morning anyway. It's fine.
Hi,
Ab. Hey, Ab. G'day, Skylarkin.
Hello, Rollo. Hi, Skylarkin.
I'll be on later on tonight. I've been enjoying your post, Skylarkin, and I just posted Dave Cullen's latest effort, Reaching Joe Normie, so I suggest you'll have a look at that before, because Rick will be along in about 8 hours or so. So we'll be there then. it's been interesting listening to you guys, especially you, Ben, bringing up that Gattaca. I watched that movie with Jude Law and, you know, with the DNA. It's a good film, actually.
But,
yeah, we're not going to be able to reach them all at once. The kids, yeah, you just got to... I don't have any kids, luckily, but, yeah, I can see
Rolo,
how...
you sound totally different. You sound totally different in the morning than you do in the evening.
What do you mean?
I was like...
Yeah, you
your voice,
so
everything.
Fast?
Yeah, everything is so strong. Your voice is strong, and your conviction is strong.
Yeah. Oh, what do you reckon? During the day, I've damaged myself.
Yeah.
I do like a drink.
Sky,
yes.
Sky Larkin notices too, obviously.
Hmm. How's your week been, Skylarking? You still putting up with all this COVID-19 nonsense? You are?
Yeah, still fucking living the dream, man. Oh,
I've been listening. Sorry, Sky. I was been listening to your radio over there, your talk radio over there, Mike Graham.
Oh, and, yeah, I've seen the post that you put up. Yeah, yeah. I haven't listened to it yet. I just don't trust it. But I do like that guy, Peter Hitchens.
Peter Hitchens. Yeah, he's great.
He's brilliant.
Fantastic.
All the way through, he's, you know, said it's nonsense. And his brother, you know, he was quite iconic, his brother was. I always thought Peter was a sellout, but, you know, to be fair, in the past, you know. But, yeah, he stood his ground throughout all of this, so...
I feel actually sorry for his brother, because his brother went along with the normal cancer treatment, and it killed him, and we lost him way too young, didn't we? Because he went up against people like Henry Kissinger. He wrote that book. What was it?
Yeah,
The People Versus.
About...
Yeah. I know his friends. What's his brother's name? Hitchens. Peter's brother's name. I've forgotten.
Oh, Christopher was it?
Chris Hitchens. That's right. Yeah, he used to be friends with the fellow, he was very anti-religious. He was very friendly with Richard Dawkins and that mob.
Oh, right.
And Douglas Adams, yes. Yeah.
Oh, who wrote Hitchhiker's Guide?
That's right, yes, that's right, yeah. They were all good buddies, but Peter's really standing up, and him and Mike Graham are really good mates. Unfortunately, Mike Graham gets other guests on that are... That woman that Ab was promoting there for a while, who was giving normies five minutes on a site. What was her name again?
Have we lost Ab?
Anna Breeze. Yeah, I think she's a stooge. She's a stooge for she believes in vaccines.
I don't trust her as far as I could throw her. Don't trust her at
all.
She's straight out of the mainstream, and she's got a massive platform. And, I don't trust her. And she still speaks. She had an interview with Sue Cook the other day, who was still part of the BBC, only up to a few years ago. And, I don't trust them at all. I think she's misinformation, what I've seen of her.
Yep. Absolutely. She was interviewing a doctor, and she was fully promoting we've got to get this vaccine, and because over there in the UK they're now looking for this short, sharp lockdown, you know, and it's just awful, she seemed so maybe she escaped the BBC and what the BBC's promoting, but she hasn't. So anyway, we've got luckily we've got people like the Amazing Polly and Dave Cullen and Ab himself and, you know, a few others. Sorry. Give me a second.
You're right, Spider.
I just wanted to take a short break, so I will play the trailer Gattaca, because why not? Again. So I will do it right now.
Sorry about that. Yeah, we just had great big garbage truck in the street. Anyway, I'll be back with... Hey, Ben. Yeah.
Yes, we don't have a bus anymore.
for some reason, so I cannot play anything as it is.
Oh, okay. I'll try and play a bit of this new Dave Cullen Computing Forever tonight on the Fart podcast with Rick and that. I really enjoyed your chat there with Ab. You know, the way it's pretty hard to get through to. I mean, you try and give this COVID-19 nonsense to your kids in bite-sized chunks, but trying to give it all at once is pretty impossible. But you just got to keep trying.
Yes. But I stated that I don't believe in it. But apart from that, we cannot elaborate that much on it. It's a lost cause. That's what it is. That's the hoax of their time, and I cannot blame them. I was 16 when 9/11 happened, and I bought it. I really bought it. I really believed that it was us against them, and civilization clash and everything, and there were video game movies. Everything was pushing me toward that idea. So I can understand she's 3 year young girl, and that's the hoax of her time. She had to buy it. There was no other way.
Mm-hmm. Has she ever watched September Clues?
What?
Has she watched September Clues, Simon Shack's film?
No, I don't think so. I really don't think so. But she will. She will. She will. When it's time, she will, definitely.
Sit down with her and watch it together, and you can say that, look, oh my goodness. Well, they must be crushing out some garbage in the street. All right, hey Benoit, will you be around in about eight or nine hours or so for the Fart podcast with Rick?
I think so. Because I get to travel a bit with the bike without a license again, because I don't care.
Oh, good Lord.
Whatever.
Well, try and avoid the cop. I will do it with the cameras on again if Belisette does it the same way as before. That was good last time with the camera on and everything. Do that.
Maybe I will be on with the road police.
Why not?
They snatch my phone. Why not? No, but the thing is that I know that it's not the thing to do, but I also know that I don't give a fuck that I'm paying a shitload to have the bike. I already paid a shitload, so fuck them all.
Enjoy it, man.
State trip.
Enjoy. Hey, I'll leave you and Skylark and have a chat. I'll catch you guys in about 8 or 9 hours. All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Take
care. Yes, it's more like 12 hours than 8 or 9, but whatever.
12 hours? You guys have the fart in 12 hours?
I think so, yes. It's more or less the time frame.
So that's at 2 a.m. for me. how you guys doing today?
Genetics. What can it mean? The ability to perfect.
Oh, and the bus is finally responding.
Every unborn child.
In the not too distant future, our DNA will determine everything about us. A minute drop of blood, saliva, or a single hair determines where you can work, who you should marry, what you're capable of achieving. In a society where success is determined by science, divided by the standards of perfection, one man's only chance...
How do you expect to pull this off?
I don't know exactly.
...is to hide his own identity.
This is the last day that you're going to be you and I'm going to be me.
...by borrowing someone else's.
Congratulations.
What about the interview?
That was it.
Do you think you'd be doing what you're doing?
So the rest is dialogue, so no point in playing it. And thanks for the bot for responding about 5 minutes later. That's right.
Technology for you.
Yeah.
I think I've seen. Is that for an older movie? That
yes,
trailer.
With Ethan Hawke.
Yes. Yeah, good movie. That was a great movie. I would be the janitor. I'd be happy if I was the janitor. Right on.
What film's that? I've not seen it, I don't think.
It's from Welcome to Gattaca.
Gattaca! It's what, and then he's trying to go to space. They're trying to go to space. They're launching rockets to space all the time. And he works at future NASA.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Original Simulant from Central Florida. And you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Yeah, Gattaca was a great film. It had Ethan Hawke and Jude Law and who was the cop? It was Alan Arkin. A 1997 film. Really fantastic film. I suggest you watch it. You'll enjoy it. Lost Spider Fellas.
Yeah, and then that older cop guy was like the subordinate of the young guy with the good blood, with the good genetics too.
Yeah, that's right. And remember the nice guy that knew, hey, you shouldn't piss with your left hand if you're right-handed or whatever, and then let him through.
Yeah, right at the end.
Like, I like the scene where he was swimming with his brother. You know, every because they swim against each other in every step you took or every stroke you took to swim out, you knew you had to swim back, and his brother was genetically superior, and that was a really good film in a lot of ways. Just shows you
weird though that like my brother and I, we don't compete like that, dude. Like I would be helping, but we'd be helping each other. You know what I mean? That's the only thing that threw me off. My family doesn't operate like that, but you know.
I think the whole point of that film was that Ethan Hawke's brother somehow knew he was genetically superior, and Ethan Hawke had been already pronounced genetically inferior, and he wanted to prove himself.
Right.
That it was a load of bullshit. Yeah. Anyway, good film. Anyway, I will be back in 12 hours. I'm sorry it'll be 2 in the morning for you, but you might miss the show. You can hear it on repeat.
Maybe I'm an old man. All right. I might try and see there.
Yeah, have some Red Bulls or something.
Because I'll just drink a bunch of water before I go to bed. I'll go to bed at like 8 o'clock, and then I'll drink a bunch of water, and I'll have to get up at like 2 a.m. to pee. And then I'll be like, it's on. I'm not going to try and stay up that late. Hell no. I'll just go to bed at like 6. I'll just go to bed at 6. And then have to pee. That's my plan. It'll be fun to do there, though.
That's my problem when you say, that's a sign of getting older, isn't it? Like, because that's me as well. Like, if I drink too much in the day, oh my God, just up all night. In the toilet.
Yeah, and then you have to try and go back to bed. It's like you do 2 shifts of sleeping. It's not that cool.
Well, I watched it.
I guess I'm not that old.
No, I guess I'm not.
It'll happen.
You're spring chicken.
When I wasn't that old, I would stay up till 2 a.m. like no problem. I'd be like, oh, people are going to have a fart. Like, I've never been on a fart podcast. This sounds really fun to be on a fart podcast. But
it's also a question of discipline, because for years, it has been years, now less and less, but for years I was still staying up at 6 a.m. to watch the UFC live, so, especially when I did bet money on it, so.
Oh, well, you got money on the line, that'll keep you up too, money and drugs, yeah!
Yeah, but the thing is that the only drug I consume is weed, so. Weed has an adverse effect on sleep, you know what I mean? You smoke too much,
that's
you want to sleep.
Yeah, that'll knock you out.
Yes, definitely. But I don't know people that are doing serious drugs are doing to watch such thrilling, juicy event, especially if they are money on the line, you know? I will probably die of a heart attack or something like that watching the fight.
Right, yeah. That's fine. That's true. I'm not a big gambler anyway.
At the same time, you know something, you are sure that it's going to happen. And Jose Aldo is taking a punch and he's going down in 13 seconds. And you lost all your money. And that's how it is.
Yeah, I see, I don't know how people get hooked on gambling, because I was such, when I've tried, any time, like when I was 21 and I went to Vegas for the first time, and or any time that I've gone and tried to gamble, I lose horribly. Like, I'll go to Vegas when I was 21 and I had like $500, and I lost all my money, like, really fast. Like, I'm not a good gambler. I never got lucky. Never came home with anything. So it's easy for me not to gamble. You know, I never got the hook. I never got hooked. Like, oh, I came home with $2,500 one time. So now I go and I try to do that again. I've always been a loser with gambling.
Yes, you are like the guy that tried coke once and that got sick and never tried again and did not understand why people are loving it.
Right, yeah, with gambling. Exactly. I like recreational. I used to love recreational drugs, though, all different kinds, you know. But gambling, I never got into that.
Yeah, I'm the same. Gambling, I just always know when to quit when I'm ahead. You know, I might win on a few scratch cards or something, but a lot of people, they go out and buy hundreds of pounds worth, don't they?
I've seen it. And those are horrible odds. Like, you shouldn't even play. You shouldn't even play that kind of lottery. You know, those are really bad odds.
It is. I mean, and I don't win big, maybe 40 quid or something, or 20 quid, or, but even that, it's like, okay, I'm going to stop there, you know. Still got a few quid more than I did. It's like, yeah. The lottery, I just think it's nonsense. I don't even bother.
Yes.
A friend that I have once
stole a machine that was a stealing ticket, like scratch ticket. And those friends didn't get any ticket that was about $100.
Oh, yeah, the odds are bad.
They're all low amounts on them. And I think the lottery's just rigged anyway. I don't even believe the people they say win are real people. I'm sure I read an article ages ago, and they said that they worked for Camelot, who do the lottery here. Just people that work for them, that they... can say I've won lots of money just to get
right.
People
into actors. It. Just it's fake, like
yeah.
Everything's fake. It's a bunch of fake, fakers.
Yes, but I don't believe that there aren't any winners. They might be winners, but I don't think that those people are dumb enough to show their faces on TV. They just pick actors, even if they are real winners. You know what I mean?
Yeah, everybody try to keep it secret. Like, you don't want your family or, like, you know, you don't want all your friends and family knowing that all of a sudden you got all
this
money.
And you could not be on TV because, for example, if they tell me I win 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 million and I'm on TV, I will be so hard. They will to film me only by the neck, you know what I mean? It will be impossible. I will be ecstatic. I will be crying, pissing myself, everything.
Yes! Screw that! Yeah, like... Like that, just like, okay, government, I'm here, yeah, tax me. Here I am.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I wouldn't want publicity. I'm surprised people even tick that box, publicity. Like, why would you want your neighbours and people knowing? You wouldn't, would you? That everyone knows you've got money.
I know, I wouldn't hide. Everybody, most everybody would hide. Unless maybe somebody that doesn't have family.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but you cannot take the real person because someone would, for example, say, fuck you, mom, I'm moving out of your basement.
There's some people that would want to be, just, you know, I live in California, man, and I've known quite a few people over my life. They want to be in, they want their 15 minutes of fame any way they can get it, you know? Some people want to be in the spotlight for whatever reason.
Yeah, that is true.
So maybe I'm totally wrong, but yeah, not me. I would want to be hiding. I would hide out. That would be just enough money to buy my underground bunker up in the mountains.
No, I will go the John McAfee route if I became rich. You know what he supposedly did, which is probably not true, but the story is he got a house in Belize, a couple of young hookers, in a laboratory to fabricate custom drugs.
In Belize? Yeah. Oh my God! I met a Belize woman who said I had to go. I asked her how it would be, and she said you would love to go visit. I've always wanted to go to Belize too. I've always wanted to go there because I met a couple people. I met a lady that worked at the airport from there, and she talked about how great it was and how money goes really far and how, you know, just how awesome it was. Although she had moved to America for some reason, I, you know, but
that was the case.
Right? Like she's like telling me, I wish I could stay there, but she there's no. I guess you know the jobs just aren't as good. But if you already have the money, it's one of those cool places to go.
Oh, wow.
Even though if you look at like the top 10 or top 20 places to go in the world to retire, to be like an expat or whatever, Belize doesn't come up on that list. But I always wanted to go check it out.
Yes, and it's not really far from the USA.
Right, it's like right below Mexico, right?
I think so, yes.
Or over to the side of Mexico, however you want to look at it.
But yes, it might not be the worst place on earth.
Well, man, if I'd have to play the lottery. Then I'd just lose the lottery. I'd never win. But if I all of a sudden came into like millions of dollars, I'd definitely go visit all kinds of places like that. You know, why not? I guess you can't even go there probably now. You can't even fly around. I don't even know what's going on. I don't really watch the news or anything like that, but you can't really fly anywhere right now, you know, because everybody's locked down.
No, but you can just get to get a diplomatic passport from some kind of third world country. You are probably allowed to go around as you wish, as a kind of ambassador, whatever they want to call it.
Oh, really? You could pay your way around?
Yeah. Yes, of course. Oh, there's a list of countries that you can pay your way into diplomatic immunity or a diplomatic passport or whatever. You can get UN credential if you want from such countries.
Interesting. It all just takes a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so, huh? And you got to know what to do.
Of course, because you can lose a lot of money on that kind of adventures. But I figured that it's not that difficult in reality. If you know the right person, get some kind of, I don't know, let's pick a country at random. Let's say that I'm sure that Malawi will not be too regarding who is detaining the diplomatic immunity, for example.
Oh, wow. So that's in Africa, yeah?
Yes, well, of course, that will look a bit strange, but that's a diplomatic passport in the end.
And you could take that to where, so you could, if I got a diplomatic passport from Malawi, I could travel to South America with that and stuff?
I think that you can probably cross someone with your car in almost every country in the world and not giving a fuck about it.
But
far it could go. Of course, as long as the government of Malawi is not taking back such immunity or whatever, but you can get yourself out of some very difficult situation. And you can probably get access to a diplomatic luggage also.
Ah.
It's not that if you bring some business to a country like, of course I have nothing against the people of Malawi, which are probably fine people, but I think that if you have such business in Malawi that you are bringing them a large amount of money, I think that at one point they will probably propose you to get the passport and get rid of any tax or difficulties at custom.
Huh. Yeah, it's just the governments or the people, the parasitic governments are the ones that mess around with everything anyway. So if you were one of them, they'd let you in the club.
Yes, yes. Until there is a change in government and you get shut down in a dark alley somewhere in Western Africa, but that's a different story.
Oh, yeah. What luck I would be. I become rich. I get a cool passport, and then some dude guns me down.
Yes.
Just take my passport. Yeah, well, he would take it. That's why he would gun me down. He wouldn't want to take it from me. So.
But that's the case, that a lot of people with diplomatic immunity get in a lot of trouble around the world, and they did get out of it.
I know that happens around here. Like, they have a lot of rich diplomats, family members, like getting car accidents and stuff like that, and they just, too bad, you can't do anything about it.
Yes.
Can't sue them, or you can't sue them, or anything like that. They'll, like, they drive like maniacs down the road and everything, you know, they, like, it's like, wow. It's like,
they
I thought, yeah.
Don't even get a license.
Why would you, right? Why would, I get maybe for insurance purposes? I don't even know, but why would it, if I had diplomatic immunity, I wouldn't even drive. I would make somebody else drive me, and I would drive all slow wherever I went. It wouldn't matter to me, but, you know, maybe because I'm old.
I don't take coke, but I will have some on the dashboard just for fun.
Yeah. No, I would do that, bro. I would be partying with coke. If I couldn't even get in trouble for it, hell yeah. I'd be on coke right now, probably. But I'd probably be dead if I was diplomatic.
The main issue, in my opinion, will be to get diplomatic immunity to the court of hookers that will be around you. Because those might, they might get in trouble. Maybe you don't, but they might.
Yeah, but doesn't it transfer to, like, the family? I guess it maybe depends, but, like, family gets it. Like, your close relatives get diplomatic immunity just because you do, if you were a diplomat.
Yes, your kids at the very least.
Yeah, your kids and your spouse. Well, that's good. In the theory, that would be good if the governments were actually, like, actually operating legally and for the people and stuff like that, that your government, like, your government could go to another country, and then that other country's government couldn't, like, put them in trouble just for being there. But the whole reality is they just all, they give each other, like, these diplomatic immunities and stuff like that, and all they're not doing anything good for the people themselves. They're just costing money and, you know, doing negative things. You know, it's all negative stuff. But positive for them, negative for, you know, regular people.
Yes, but I guess that's the price to pay to have some high-ranking people in your country as representative. We get to guarantee that they can beat up a hooker or do whatever they want and they will not be in trouble. Oh, and Rollo has a dog right next to him. And another one, he's living in paradise. There is something unfair about that in some level.
Those birds are not real, dude. Those are government drones.
That would be more fair.
And he's feeding the goddamn government drones. Where is that, Australia?
It looks like Jurassic Park. It looks like you are living in Jurassic Park with birds and everything. I'm looking to see a velociraptor at any second. Which makes absolutely no sense for someone downloading the audio chat and listening to it, but we have Rollo with us and he's putting his camera on. So, yes, give me a minute.
I'll go on camera. I hope my data will support this. It usually does pretty good. I'm sitting in my van. I'm
free hug culture.
Free hug? Well, man, I charge 5 cents for my hugs.
That's daylight robbery. put your belly away. I'm not showing my face. You can fuck off.
Oh, Skylocker, let's see what we got. Come on, what are we working with here?
No! No, I'm really shy.
Why not? You're probably gorgeous.
No.
Oh, you're gorgeous.
No. Aw, look at Benoit. Oh, it's lovely to see you, Spider. It's nice to put the voice to the face to the voice.
Not much people are doing this around here, but yeah. Who cares? Like we said, just earlier. Yes, of course.
Do people get banned on Discord, their servers? Because I thought it was impossible to have your server banned, but can that happen?
So we discussed that with Ab earlier, and I said I have a server, of course, as you know, because you are in there.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice. Tumbling down the rabbit hole?
Yes, as I was saying, we discussed that with Ab earlier, and at the beginning of this whole protest about George Floyd, some people were mentioning things about Discord, so what I did is rename my server to White Power for about a week or some days at least, and it didn't get deleted or anything, so it's not automatic. There has to be a review process, or you have to be denounced by someone for this to happen.
Yeah, because I don't know if you know the Ice Age Farmer, but he had his Discord channel removed because I was part of it. And I noticed yesterday, I wasn't on there, and I sort of assumed, oh, maybe I've been removed because I don't participate enough. But today he did a stream, and he said that it had been banned. And all he does is talk about growing food and doing your own farming and gardening, but he does talk about food shortages happening. He's got some brilliant information, but I was just so shocked he'd lost his Discord server. So he's on something else now. I think it's called Guided or something. So, but yeah, I didn't know that was something that could happen.
You gave me a link to that one.
Yeah, it's not on it now.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll have to go look. It's gone. I didn't know Discord would get banned. Maybe on a larger server, if somebody complains about if somebody's saying racist, whatever, they probably have terms of service. But small servers, it probably doesn't happen that much.
They must have happened, but I don't know what they could have had in then, unless I said it was, I don't know, because like I say, all he's doing is warning about food shortages, so he must be telling some truth, and that's what they don't like, but unless someone reported him, like you say, maybe people were spying and reported
could
him.
Be. I wanted to get some information from that server. I want to grow some trees, like walnut trees on my property. But they take a lot of water, and I live in a desert like area, so they take a lot of water. So I wanted to see if I wanted to see if he would let me know if I could use gray water from my sinks and stuff like that to water the walnut trees or the almond trees, if that would be okay, or you shouldn't do that because it would make the walnuts bad. I was wondering. I got to look into that. But now I can't even ask. That's weird.
I'll send you the link for his new thing. Called Builded. So I tried to join it before, and you had to like answer why you wanted to join it, and then they send you an email. So once I'm set up, I'll send you the link on here. I'll put it on.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let me know.
He had some brilliant information tonight, though. Fucking hell! Like in China, they're going to end farming basically by the end of this year. People won't be able to farm. I mean, what madness is that? And then
is it going
to
be controlled by the government?
Well, I'm not even sure. He just said that they were putting things in place. This article he brought up. End farming.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll probably be controlled. I guess it's not independent farming. And plus, there were billions of British money, and I think he said American money, being put into these insect farms, which he reckons is going to be our form of protein, basically. These
yummy! You can't get enough of that, right? That's like quick, easy boogie.
Yeah.
That's quick and easy, yeah. Give me some mealworms or some, you know, grasshoppers, right? Chocolate-covered grasshoppers, get some quick protein.
Grasshopper. Nah, you are.
Grasshopper.
I'd rather fucking starve, to be honest.
I don't know. I've eaten snails, and it wasn't the best thing I ate, but you could do them well done, and everything tastes good if you do it in, if you take it and you deep fry it, right? Anything's good deep fried.
Yeah. I was watching some rat cooking videos.
Oh, yeah.
It looks quite okay.
I wonder how rats taste. Like, how bad could it be, right? But rats are nice. I wouldn't want to kill a rat. You know, I don't like.
No, but those are nice rats. It's from I think Indonesia, and those are kind of forest rats. It's not the sewer rats that we might have around here.
Probably tastes like chicken. Everything tastes like chicken, doesn't it?
But how you would have to spend all that time like cleaning the rat, and then you'd end up with like these little tiny rat like. You know, would it even be as much as like one McNugget?
No, because I watched a lot of rat trapping videos so conveniently. So there are ways to get about 15 to 20 rats in a matter of hours without doing much work.
That's true, huh? I guess there is time. I guess there's ways to do it.
Which is funny because you cannot say some things on YouTube, but you can post countless amount of rat killing video. It's terrible. They drown them, electrocute them, glue them to boards, you know, all type of things, and it's not censored. It's not age restricted or anything.
It's just food, you know.
it's just food.
What are I don't like killing animals, but I really don't. But I I eat animals because somebody else kills them for me. It's really not the best way to be because I'm want to do it myself. That's why I'm going to grow fruit trees and stuff like that and eat nuts and fruit at my own house. Because a garden is such hard work. I'm at work right now, but let's say I work all day and then I go home and my garden needs tending today. I'm like, screw that, I'll get with it in 3-4 days. I'll go garden again, right? I get into mode. I was like, what could I, I would kill my garden. My garden would suck if I had a garden. I got property and stuff, but my garden would suck. So I was talking to my son and we're like, we could grow fruit trees and then we could fuck off for a whole week. You know, and goof off, and then be like, all right, we got to get to work, finally. And then the fruit trees would be okay if you'd, take a week off, But a garden won't. That's my logic. I'm growing fruit trees. It might fail in my face, It might blow up in my face, but I'm going to try it anyway.
Hey, Los Spiderfellas. Los Spiderfellas. Would you eat Korean tonight? Koreans eat dogs. Can you see my dogs?
Yeah, I almost brought up, eating dogs, but I didn't want to offend your little buddy there.
That's Rosie. Rosie's saying hi. Here we go. She's saying hi.
Hey.
Hello.
I love his ears. They're just so classy.
I'll do my Richard Nixon. Remember that with Chequers? So you've done recreational drugs. You've got some nice ink there going, Los Fellas, on your arm.
Ink. Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
I got some. That's some ink going here and there. It's old stuff, I don't get ink that much anymore. But when I was
younger, I don't have any tattoos whatsoever, but yeah. When did you get that in your younger days? How old are you again?
I'm 47.
47? You're a young pup. I'm 51. I was a 4 on you.
Yeah, well, that's not too bad. We're about the same age, right? We would have been, around school at, the same time. We grew up with the same stuff going on. The Rubik's Cube, right? You had a Rubik's Cube, right?
Never learned how to do it.
I would just take it apart and put it together, I was I thought, the Ghostbusters, right? You watched the Ghostbusters, you know what I'm talking about? Probably wears Ghostbusters for Halloween, right? Yeah.
Hey, these guys look colorful like Rubik's Cubes. These guys.
Yeah, what is that? What is that?
They're Rosellas.
Oh, really? It's not a parrot, huh?
Yeah, they're parrots. Yep.
Oh, they are?
They're all wild.
The wild in Australia has parrots?
Yep, they're our parrots.
I had no idea that parrots...
Yeah. Do you reckon this guy's into white supremacy? This fella?
No. I don't think so.
Look at him.
I think he's colorblind. I think he's colorblind. I don't think color matters to him. I guess parrots are one of the few animals that can see color and stuff, supposedly. Maybe. I could be totally wrong. I wasn't that good at school. But I thought birds have good eyes. We're like dogs don't really see color, but I thought birds do.
Okay. So were you in the Navy? Is that why you got all the ink?
No, nope. I never joined the military because I don't like killing people.
Me neither.
Yeah, I think
Bill Gates. I think I'd make an exception for Bill Gates.
I would
exception from no one.
If I was Bill Gates, if Bill Gates was to get what he deserved, we would all just line up and we would stand in front of us and we would just peel off a piece of his clothes and we'd spit on him and say, banned! And then we'd ban his ass, but I wouldn't kill him.
No. I wouldn't kill him.
I was just kidding.
Yeah.
I would force him to use Windows Vista until the end of his life. That's what I would do.
Now fake all against server gets closed down for threatening Bill Gates murder. Yeah.
What was Skylarking saying before, when you lose your Discord server? I know someone, I don't know him, but Count Dankula lost his Discord server. He was the one that taught his pug dog to do the Nazi salute and got put in, given a $500 fine for it. £500 fine. He's Scottish. Yeah.
Pound of in dollars, because that's quite not the same.
The dog would Heil Hitler?
Yeah, it would do Zig Heil.
How could a dog do that?
Say, But what Count Dankula would say is gas the Jews. Gas the Jews that the dog would do this.
Oh my God. Yeah, that, like, he could do that, I think, well, I think he could get away with that stuff in America, maybe not on an EU server, or maybe not on the internet, but I think, like, I don't think he could get in trouble in America for doing that kind of crap, but I guess all over the rest of the world, it's a no-no, you know, it's a big no-no.
Well, him and Sargon of Akkad went over to the EU to try and get on into the EU to get voted in, but they wouldn't have a bar of them. They went, nah. They paid their money and everything to try and get into the EU. Yeah.
The Sargon of Akkad did that? I watched it before.
Benjamin. Really? Benjamin, you know? Yeah, watch his, yeah.
He's British, right? He's
very
British.
Clever guy.
Yeah, he's a good, he's like one of those guys that knows rhetoric and logic and all that stuff, and he could conversationally walk most people right into a wall, you know? But, and then he uses that to promote his own views, you know.
Yeah.
But he's interesting. Yep. When my views align with his, he's real interesting to watch, you know. But he's a smart guy.
Yeah, like I said, like that woman, that Anna Breeze woman from the BBC. When we were talking to Skylarkin down there before, I was totally on board with her. Like I thought she'd escape the BBC and that. But then she did that interview with that doctor and then was fully on board with until we get the vaccine. And then I went, Ab, get rid of all of that stuff off Fake Air Tube. She is a shill for vaccines. And, you could be the first to take one if you think they work. What the hell's in a vaccine? The new thing this morning on the radio this morning, they're going, oh, we've got... The new Chinese vaccine seems to work. Sort of trying to promote that now. They're starting to bring that in. What does that mean?
It works. You mean it doesn't kill everybody that takes it? It only kills.
They're trying
to come up with something they could inject in you that doesn't kill everybody. And then they're like, good enough. We're going to give you something. It's like people, I remember in March, man, I went to this old folks home to work. I had to do some work inside an old folks home. And then this old guy comes like walking out. He's like, God, I'm just sick of this like pandemic. This is in March, right? He's like, I'm like sick of this pandemic already. I just wish they'd come up with a vaccine already and give it to everybody. And I'm like, so dude, you're going to get in line for a vaccine that was rushed 10 years to market. Be first in line to take that thing. And then want to force me by law to take it too? Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, that's just nuts. Like, to not only to take it, but to force everybody to take it. I just never understand that, right? I'll never understand that mentality, but.
If it was 10 years rush to market, this is like 1 year rush to market. Like, what the hell?
Right.
They've been working on this Wuhan.
If they wanted to inoculate you with anything, the nasal swab will be enough. Get you to take a nasal swab. You don't even need to take a vaccine or anything. They just put it into your nose, and that's about it, I think.
Oh, you mean they could give you... You think that they might be planting something in the test swabs?
That would be easier than to get anyone to get vaccinated. Because in the end, the test can be made mandatory way easier. That's it.
I don't really believe much in the virus and all that stuff. I think it's just a cold or maybe nothing at all. But I went and got a test. My wife and I had to go get tested. Just because I'm in the system, I work and stuff like that. And I was being lazy one day and my wife had sniffles and stuff. And then all the kids, like my kids are like, 16, 17 years old, and we never shut my house down. Like, all their friends come over because even in March, the whole time, so my house is like a hot spot. So if something happened, like, I could picture myself being on the news, like, oh my God, this, like, anti-vax, conspiracy family just spread the corona, like, all over, like, Southern California. I could imagine that. So my wife got, like, the sniffles. She had a bit of a cold, so she's like, I'm gonna go get tested or whatever just to make sure that so that we can still have people coming over, you know, we don't have to worry about it. So I told my boss that, and he's like, well, go get tested yourself. I said, all right, I'll take off of work. I had a couple days off of work, man. I went and got a test, just relaxed, hung out. You know, it was great, man. I might, Monday I might go get another test, dude. So I can take Monday and Tuesday off. But, I don't know. I'm not worried about a test.
Because even if you have to be positive, you don't care about it at all. Just stay at home a few days, 2 weeks, even better. You can probably ask for some government help because you're out of a job for 2 weeks. So as long as you can keep your place at work, it's okay.
Yeah, I would be okay, but oh my gosh, could you imagine if a positive happened? My kids would be so bummed because even when we were waiting for the test results, I didn't let their boyfriend, my son's girlfriend couldn't come over, my daughter's boyfriend couldn't come over, and other friends could come over it took 2 days to get the results back, but, it was, and then we're like, well, I guess we can't really go shopping, you know, and I live out in the boondocks to where I can't get groceries delivered to my house. I can't get groceries delivered. Like, I have to go, if I want groceries, I gotta go to the store. I gotta drive to the store, you know. So I called my mom and I said, hey mom, if this thing like goes sideways on me, can you bring me some groceries? So I give you the money. So my mom is like 45, she lives like 45 miles away, but I don't know what else I would do. So my wife was like, God, we're not prepared for this. I better have some, you know, some groceries, some good food in the house. So she keeps more food in the house now. But no, I don't wear a mask when I don't have to. I do to get in stores and stuff, but no, I'm not worried about getting the cold, that's for sure. But I did go get a test. It came out negative.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
But this time, because they didn't need you for the statistics.
I know, they didn't have to, right? It could be like that. They could just be, who knows what these tests are revealing. Like, it could be just the whole thing is a scam, right? Like, they could decide, like, oh, we're going to spread it through these people. And then you're screwed. Yeah, it might not even be real. They'll be like, oh, you're asymptomatic. Like, nobody's even sick, really. You know, my wife was already feeling better the next day, but I don't know.
Yes, but see, there is an incubation period also, I figure, like in every virus, as it is now.
A lot of people on the Fakeologist website are, like, big believers in, like, the terrain theory, I guess. But I don't know about
the theory. As far as I know, there is no proof of that.
Trade theory is just a theory just like the virus theory, right? If they're both just theories, I don't believe in either of them, really.
But it's the same, but in reverse. But the question is that if there is an incubation period, you can get as much as time out of a job, and that might end up being an issue.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under
Yummy.
The donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
Yeah!
As I say, it can be an issue in the sense that the government may force you out of your job for certain amount of time. And they are also in some media pushing back the idea of pre-contamination. So who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows what those psychotic bastards are up to, right?
But it's also interesting to see it happening in real time.
I know. Honestly, when this whole thing started, I was like, oh, they can't. I was like, I don't think it could go on for more than 3 months because everybody will get stir crazy and then just rebel. Well, turns out that after everybody's getting this stuff shoved down their throats for 3 months, dude, they're like lining up and saying, I want more government, like lock me down harder and lock everybody else down too. Like, let's lock down harder. Everybody wants to be locked down instead of rebelling and getting stir crazy. So that shows how much I know about fellow man. I have no idea. You know, that was just a big surprise to me.
Could be the end of it, but I know that the timing is way longer than I have expected. That is possible. But I don't know if it will end also one day. But as far as I know, the winter will bring only bad things in Europe. If you are in the desert, like you say, it's okay for you in that sense.
Oh yeah, I'm in Southern California. I'm in Southern California, man. But Southern California is like really, it's just full of people who just do, like, it's really bad here as far, it's really bad, depending on how you look at it. It's really good if you love government intervention and masks and being shut down. It's a really good place to live if you want all that. If you want everybody to line up like sheep in a row and do what they're told, Southern California is a good place. But if you like freedom and not giving it, you know, just like freedom, then it's pretty bad to live here. Like, maybe I want to go move to Idaho or something, you know, where there's more freedom, but
Your mate up there, Gary Beekler, from nerdrotic.com, he was living in San Francisco, and he got out. He's down now in San Diego, and he's moving down to Texas to get the fuck out of Dodge. He doesn't want to have anything to do. He's left his house, his million-dollar house in San Francisco, can't sell it, and he's just got his family and got the fuck out. Yeah.
Wow. San Francisco's bad.
Is it that bad in California there?
Well, not for me, but for some people. Like, I guess in San Francisco, it's really bad. I guess so many people are leaving because they closed down really bad there, and everybody's losing. They lost everything. What else are they going to do? They got to just walk away and leave. There's no reason to. The cost of living is high in San Francisco, higher than L.A., where I live, you know, higher than here. But my job seems fine. I need to get any time off. All the traffic, there's less traffic. There's not a bunch of assholes around me all the time. Everyone is keeping their distances. No one's pushing you and shoving you or any of this stuff. Dude, the coronavirus has been really good to me. My kids are
having
to
wear your mask?
When I go inside, I do. Yeah, I wear it. Yeah. I do. I do. I don't care. I don't give a shit. Yep. I got it right here, man. I can't go to work without it, dude. I'm working at a hospital right now. There it is, baby. Whatever.
It's ridiculous.
I know, it's
silly,
isn't it?
With your mask on.
What's that?
It's
yeah. Hi. This is Lost Spider Fallacist on Fakeologist. Listen to Fakeologist at Fakeologist.com, baby. Mask up. If you think this is like a fucking muzzle, then you shouldn't wear it. But I could fucking give a flying if I gotta wear that to keep the Agent Smith from turning into these, to keep the people from turning into Agent Smith, and I'll go in a bank. If I thought it was the right thing to do was to not wear a mask, I wouldn't wear a mask. I'd go into a bank, and all the people that I'm there fighting for, they would stab me in the back and kick me and call the police on me and fuck me over, and then they would do me raw, right? So the best thing I could do is just get anybody's back if I ever see somebody in a mask problems. Free hug. Yeah, that's a good outlet. But if you think it's a muzzle, then don't wear it. But I hear people saying, like, I'm not wearing a muzzle. I'm not going to submit and all this stuff. And it's like, okay, then I might as well just... I have a job where I have to go into hospital. You have to wear one to go in Los Angeles to go into any building. When I'm wearing my employer's uniform, I have to wear one, or else I might as well just quit my job and then what would I do? You know, what would I do?
Exactly.
Besides be a rock star or a porn star or something
like
that.
Well, you look like one.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks, man. I am tone deaf. I play the mouth harp. That's it. Because I'm like a redneck or something.
You've got a sense of humor. Maybe a stand-up comedian is your future.
I know. I've been told that I'm pretty funny before, but I don't know. I can't imagine doing fun for work, though. You know, having to come up with shit just to be funny and to try and get money for it.
Yeah.
But you're funny too. I don't think we've ever gotten to meet. I don't know if I've ever like met you. I see you all over the Fakeologist website, and I've listened to you massively, your podcast that you're on with the Fakeologist and all that stuff. So I feel like I know you, even though you probably don't. You're like a little famous to me. I'm a little starstruck. You're like, and Benoit, I've talked to a few times, even though he's up on everything too. And Skylock and I joined the first day together. We joined the Fakeologist.
Don't be starstruck. We're all normal human beings. Just some have, some are more equal than others. You've read George Orwell's 1984. Some are more equal than others.
Right.
What am I on at the moment? What can you see there?
42 below. And yeah, Red Bull and vodka. Red Bull
and
vodka.
And what do we got there?
The Red Bulls, baby. So you drank just enough of that vodka bottle so that you could fill the rest with the Red Bull, so it's like one Red Bull with a whole bottle of vodka? Is that how you do it? That's good. Yeah.
Do you like a drink?
I'm still at work and for another half an hour. I'm on GPS, so I can't like go home yet.
No, I'm just saying in general, do you like a drink?
Oh. I used to drink so much that now I don't drink because I can't drink like a gentleman, man. So I just don't drink at all because it just causes me problems. So I quit drinking years ago, but I drank for so much for so long that I'm not missing out.
I heard what you were saying. Was it you or Skylark and said you went to Vegas with $500 and lost it straight away?
That's why I never got into gambling, because every time I go, I lose. It's like, I just might as well go and just throw my money away and then have fun from there on out.
I rarely lose. I go and play blackjack, and I rarely come out losing money. And I'm not an idiot savant.
Right,
I'm not an idiot savant. I just got taught how to play. The house has always got the slight advantage, but you've got to be... When you're playing, you got to play a game that's suitable for you. And I always like blackjack. I came home one night. I came with $2,000. I came home with, and I showed it to my wife, a sea of green, and she's like, but I was taught by the best, you know. It's not idiot counting cards, because you can't count cards because the shoe gets cut off. There.
Seven jacks or whatever, they have seven jacks.
Yeah, exactly. So the shoe gets cut off there. So all you got to do is there's a little bit of luck involved, but you should be able to make money if you're not an idiot. Yeah. Don't blow it all in on the roulette wheel or whatever. Yeah, you should be fine.
Oh, I love roulette, but that's probably why I lose. But I'm not just not lucky though. I'll try and play smart. I can make my money stretch out, but I'm just not lucky. You gotta have a little luck, you know? You gotta have, some things gotta go your way. Otherwise otherwise it's like lose. But then I drank too, so I would sit, and then I wouldn't have that much money, so I'd sit down at the bar and play the slot, or the, you know, five card draw or whatever, and then get free drinks and then stretch it out. So I can stretch it out, but I would never like get that royal flush to give me $4,000 or so. Like I just never hit anything, like, you know, I would just barely keep going, and then just eventually it would suck me dry. But I would drink for free, you know.
I did like what you said before though. If you did win like, you know, $6 or $8 million or something, you wouldn't be gloating about it, like, and saying, oh, well, you know, I've got... As if you'd win that amount anyway, because if you're not in the club, they're not going to give you $6 or $8 million. And if you did, all the people that you never knew you knew would come out of the woodwork and sort of come, because I've heard the stories. They go, oh, my God, this guy's got money now, and let's be friends, you know.
You saw the movie The Jerk, right? Did you see the movie The Jerk?
Oh yeah, with Steve Martin.
Remember he won a bunch of money by making the glasses that had the thing on it. He had all these people coming asking him for money. That was in that movie, The Jerk. Oh, that was such funny. That was a funny ass movie, man. The Jerk.
That was good stuff.
Yeah.
He did so many good films and wrote them as well. Bowfinger and
Roxanne.
Leap of Faith. Leap of Faith was one of my favorite films he did, and it wasn't even a comedy. Everyone thought it was a comedy. This is not a comedy. Leap of Faith is a drama.
Right?
It's a fucking drama, man. It's not a fucking comedy. Just because Steve Steve Martin's in it. Fuck, man. It's a great film, Leap of Faith.
Yeah. True. I liked it, yeah. I liked it. That's funny. It was a drama, I mean. It wasn't funny, it was a drama.
It's very unusual. Sorry to cut you off there. Ooh. Yeah. It's very unusual to get actors that actually, that are up, got, you know, a clever upstairs. You see some of them, like Robert De Niro. All right, yes, he was in Taxi Driver, he was in Joker and whatnot. Doesn't have much going on upstairs. He's just a great actor. That's all he is. Joaquin Phoenix. I don't think he's got much going on up there either, but he's just a great actor. Why the hell we should take anything off off these fantastic actors, with what their opinions are, like Gal Gadot. You know, she's going to play Cleopatra apparently soon, if they allow that, you know?
Who?
Is she going to do Cleopatra with a mask on? Is she going to do Cleopatra with a mask on?
Oh, God.
She's Israeli. I mean, she's not Greek, but the people on Twitter are going, Cleopatra should be black. I'm going, what? Greeks aren't black. In their brown skin, but they're not black. And Elizabeth Taylor played Cleopatra. No one complained back then, but we didn't have Twitter back then, did we?
No, who knows? Like, all the people complain. Who's complaining? There are a bunch of people that don't even exist anyway. You know, it's like, but I know that history says Cleopatra was fine, right? Like, Cleopatra is supposed to be hot. So, as long as she's hot, I guess that's all you gotta do. Like, who cares about
that? I'll give her one.
Right? Who cares about that? But,
I give her a free hug.
Yeah, free hug. Maybe more. But, the crazy thing is that there's really shitty actors out there. Like, WWE the wrestler actors.
Oh, yeah.
The Donald the Trump! They elect that motherfucker to be a president of the United States. He hits people with chairs for shit, you know? It's just amazing. Or
Orange
Ronald
man
Reagan.
Good. That's why I went in. Orange. Orange man good.
You like the president?
I love Donald Trump. I love the guy.
Good for you. Yeah, that's cool.
Fuck, man. He's the best thing that's ever happened to America. Ever.
Ever? Yeah.
Ever. I put him above Abraham Lincoln, maybe even above, you know, the Founding Fathers. I put him above all of it.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is so fucking awesome. He makes America, like, when I look and I watch that Chris Wallace thing that was a disaster, you know what I mean? How could anyone vote for Joe Biden? He doesn't even know where the fuck he is most of the time.
It's a sad state of affairs, man, that those are your choices anyway.
And Kamala Harris, has put people in jail for smoking pot, which we were talking to before Benoit, who loves smokes weed, and she smokes weed herself. Talk about hypocrisy of the highest order.
Law for thee, not for me.
Yeah, laws for thee, not for me.
Yep.
Fucking nice.
And then all they just sit around. I don't care what party they're in. They just sit around together, doing coke off of hookers' asses, and thinking like, what laws can we fuck over the man that he's got the people with? Like, how can we get more of their labor from them? Like, right? I want more of their labor. We want to control them more. Like, what are we gonna do together? Ooh, God, they're good-looking birds, man.
Yeah,
what's
I
up?
Do.
Is,
I do live
is
in
Benoit? Ireland. Is Benoit still with us? What's up, Benoit? You ready?
Hey, Ben. You still with us?
What about Skylarkin?
Nah, I think we lost them all. It's just me and you, mate. It's just me and you.
Right. Oh, Skylarkin's here. Hey, girl. I did... Did you go on camera for a minute, right? And then you didn't have enough internet or something like that? Was that you? Oh, more people.
I am
Benoit. What's up? Is that a badge that you have? Or that's just your shirt or sweater or something? It looked like a badge, just a cop badge. Oh, I thought that was like a star for a sheriff or something.
Oh, that's NBA, isn't it? Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Yes. I was a child of the 90s, so I'm a sucker for big brands. That's what it is.
How's Switzerland?
Yeah, well,
you're in Switzerland, yeah?
Yes.
Right now?
Level of income that we have. It's only normal that people are wearing such a thing. But if you allow me, I will take a minute to introduce you to Master of None, that is a new member from Seattle in the USA. So I, Master of None, you can speak up as soon as you want. But apparently, sometimes setting up Discord is quite difficult.
Yeah, maybe yeah, if right you right. leave, oh, here it goes, leave and come back. Sometimes that works too. Leave and come back right away.
Yes. Yes, we did experience some small audio issues in the lobby. I wouldn't have thought that it was also the case here. But I can see the green light coming up, so. Either it's a background noise or he's trying to speak up.
Right now in Southern California, it is so hot. It is like over 100 degrees out.
Wow.
It hasn't been cool here.
What's that in Celsius?
Oh, shit. I forgot. You guys don't even know what that is. It's, I don't know, man. I'll have to look it up. Get my phone out. And, like, what?
You're driving. I'm not
on my way. Oh, I should know that. I like talking to other people besides
37.7, which is
10.7.
It's hot.
It's hot, man, and it's October. Halfway through October, just unbelievable.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This is Rick from Paul Macquarie. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
And we'll be on the fart later on tonight. Don't be Rick.
Is that exoteric?
Yep.
That's exactly him.
Yeah, you guys are a good team, man. You guys are pretty entertaining, right? Ah, yeah! Benoit! That's a nice size blunt right there. Or was I supposed to say that out loud? Am I allowed to say that out loud?
You can say whatever you want. I don't believe in guest chamber.
Okay.
You can say whatever you want.
Well, don't you always make the doors open, put the locks on the inside of a gas chamber, like put the locks on the inside and put windows and chimneys and all that stuff, right?
Yes, that too. But also the fact that I wasn't there, it's pretty difficult to attest to the reality of it. And it's too old of a story at this point. It doesn't matter anymore. All the gains from that supposed event are made. There is no coming back from that.
No. Yeah.
And I'm sure there are a lot of cool tools around. I just don't know any.
I do. My, when I was a little kid and I just moved to California, my desk
for labor. Sorry to cut in. I'll see you guys in about 12 hours. I've got to go off to the beach, take the dog for a walk. So, cheers. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, Ronald.
Yeah,
by LST? LST? Lost by the Valley.
Yeah. Ben Wild, see you maybe. Hey, drink all that water. Drink all that water and get up at 2 in the morning and come and join us.
I know. I know. It's not fun, right? Yeah, that'll be fun.
All right.
Yeah.
And Benoit. And Skylark, and big shout out to you guys. I'll catch you guys later, all right? Bye.
Bye.
He's not gonna leave.
He's not gonna leave. I missed Ab again, man.
Yes,
Ab was on, like, right before I jumped on. Right before I jumped on,
yeah,
Ab was on.
Yes, but he had only 40 minutes to spend here, so we tried to get the timing as right as possible. And it's a bit soon also in North America to host an audio chat. But it's almost midnight here, so... And it's morning in Australia. That's the big difficulty of it. The time frame.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. What time were you supposed to start? It was supposed to be 6 o'clock Vancouver time?
Yes, Toronto, yes. That would make it
Toronto.
PM my time. But last year I used it to start at 4 in the morning. Because it was more convenient for the USA. But by 6 a.m. you are totally out of it, and what you are saying don't make much sense. So.
Right, right.
And Bing is with us also. Hi Bing, how are you doing? I guess he's doing fine.
Good. What's going on?
Well, not much. Not much. As I was about to say, some tightening of the lockdown measure in Europe, but not much to be worried for myself in Switzerland, to be honest. We are too rich to be bothered by that. They don't want to fuck with the people that much around those places than in Germany, France, Italy, for example.
I still haven't worn a mask.
I did. A few. But also it's winter in Europe, so as I wrote on the Discord, it's easier because you can wear a simple scarf and put it around your mouth when needed, so your mouth and nose. So that's different. You can have your own style, let's say, and be masked when needed, but not really wear a mask anymore.
Yeah. Well, they'll come out with some excuse like that's not enough, you know. Now you're gonna have to wrap some plastic around your face over your scarf.
I thought somebody was saying how the airlines are actually saying that's not enough in America right now, that you do need to wear something besides. I swear I heard that for the first time today. That now you have to wear something more substantial than what are those called? The neck gaiters that you pull up, those really thin things that you can pull up? Like, I just wear a medical mask when I got to go inside in any of the businesses around here. Otherwise, I just can't go in. But it's kind of nice to have them come to the curb and stuff. But I got to go in for my job and stuff. But those ones that you keep on your neck and you pull up, those seem gross to me. Like, I just make my work body a shit ton of medical masks and I just throw them away. I use, like, 5 a day. Make them supply it. If they make me wear it, they got to supply me with a shit ton of them, you know.
Yes, it was funny the other day on the bus, there was this perm with a dirty-looking mask. And no one was giving a shit, but some old lady was hating me because I wasn't wearing a mask. It is what it is, I guess. I'd rather have you wearing something dirty in front of your face than wearing nothing at all.
Oh, yeah, the people around here are way far gone. Yeah, they would rebel again. Like, if I tried to go in somewhere without one, I could just see it would be bad. I went into this, you guys have REI, Recreation Equipment Incorporated. I went there with my son the other day. So we popped our masks on, and I had mine, like, below my nose. Like, I'm never wearing my mask right. I'm always, like, goofing off with it. have it for on my chin diaper or whatever, but I had it below my nose, and a dude asked me to put it above my nose just to be in REI, man. I was like, damn! I was like, sure, man. Walk away for a second, pop it back down. It's hard to breathe in a damn mask. I don't like them. They're stupid. I can't believe people want them.
What part of the country are you in?
I'm Los Angeles area, like right around L.A., California.
What about Master of None? I don't know if I've seen it before.
That would be a she.
Oh, she. I'm sorry.
Hi, okay, I'm not can sure. You hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, good. My mic is working. Great. I don't have headphones, so I'm sorry. You probably hear road noise.
You sound good, Master.
Oh, good. So I finally was able to get on. I didn't want to be a lurker, although I am going to have to hang up in a minute, but I wanted to at least join for a moment.
Right on. Where are you at? Where are you at? Where are you at? What are you doing? What are you up to? What's
I'm
your
in
location?
Seattle, Washington. So it's
oh, wow.
Mask Central. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. And, of course, Antifa Central.
Wow.
That's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, if you are in the glass business, that must be the best time of your life.
If you sell board up company or you sell plywood or glass, yeah. You know, that's a good, it's good, it's good. Yeah, that's a good one. There's always somebody coming up ahead, right?
Exactly.
I feel like this is the most female that's been on the Fake Ologist Discord in quite a while.
I will agree with that. We did have some rather unnice lady that was on quite a few times, but she left. So that will be, yes, about a month and a half, I will say.
You had a not nice lady that was on? Is that what you said, Benoit? A not nice lady?
Yes, she wasn't very nice. She was rather belligerent, and that's about it.
Huh.
And she was also very, very amazed by my preference in women. Which shows some short-mindedness, to be honest.
So when I first started listening, Kayham was on a lot. Is she still a prominent player, or where has she gone?
That's an excellent question. I would love to be on a little bit more. I think that if I'm correct, she did record something with Ab a few months back, but that's about it. As far as I know, she's kind of MIA.
Okay, so there was another woman who was from the Portland area that used to do a show with Kayham. She was very young, did construction. I can't remember her name. Is she still around?
Probably Rochello, maybe?
Yes, that's who it was. Uh-huh.
Oh, MIA too, as far as I know.
That's too bad. I really liked her.
Yes, those were interesting times. But those people are still, I think that KM still has a profile on this Discord, so she can join us as soon as she wants, of course. I don't know if there is a lot of the old guards, as I can say, that are still around.
Some people on the Fakeologist membership list have funny names like Beautiful Dude Missile. Is that a great name, Beautiful Dude Missile? Oh, some of these are so funny.
I'll come up with someone, with something, I'm sorry.
Cognitive Dissident. Culture Terror. There's some good ones out there, man. I like Master of None, too. Master of None's a good one, too. I like Benoit, man, the way you spelled it, too. It's not like the Asian Benoit ball, you know, but it works. It works.
Yeah, that's what. You know what? I have been made aware of Benoit balls last year, just last year. then that one, yes, okay, that's it. What can I say? I was more happy when I was not aware. That's all I can say. That's my real name. That's my government name. Jerry is just a pseudonym. That's what I was using when I first joined.
Benoit is your last, is your real name in real life?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And it's really spelled like that too?
Yes. Very much. In the English world, your name was a sexual, sex toy. That's what it is. What can I do?
No, that's cool. I mean, it's just probably, it's, what do you do? That, it's not, because the Benoit is spelled different from the Asian Benoit ball. It's spelled completely different too. I didn't know that was a real, is it a French name? Is that like a French name?
Yes, exactly. That's the French name.
Yeah, so it makes, it's just a coincidence that it sounds like another Benoit, right?
It means something like blessed. Blessed.
Yeah. No, I dig the French, like the way that words are spelled and pronounced and stuff like that. It's really cool.
I can say nothing against that, but that's my name and I'm using it because that's who I am and I don't care much for pseudonym since I'm not a public person. I'm nothing, I'm no one at all in the end. I'm just myself and I can use my real name. That's the liberty that being no one gives you.
Yeah, I mean... Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Bye. Another time, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
See you, master. Bye.
Bye.
Master of none, everyone. And for short, call her master. That's ironic. I don't know. You know what? I'm American, so I don't really get irony. Is that ironic that you call her master for short, but she's master of none? Is that ironic? You guys got to tell me from Europe. Your Europeans got to tell me that. I don't get irony.
I would have Kyla King because she's in the UK, so irony, you must master.
Yeah, but it's because he's got a... Isn't it Jack of all trades, master of none, is the saying. You know that saying?
Yes.
But there is a call. To be a woman called master is pretty cool.
Yes. Yes, master. It is cool. Oh. So, Ab, where did Ab go? Was he on? Well, how did your talk go? Is it going to be, is that going to be airing somewhere soon?
Yes, it will be on probably tomorrow. We did discuss a bit of tech. Like, as in some Discord server where, Discord server rather was deleted, so he proposed some alternative. We did discuss a bit of the posts that were on the blog. And of course, coronavirus. And also what you can say or not say to your kids about those type of things.
Yeah, yeah. How, what age of kids?
I was specifically mentioning my daughter that is 13 years old. So
how old is she?
You can say 13.
Oh, I don't know. It depends on, you know, it depends. Maybe it depends on, like, how into stuff she sees. Like, my daughter's 15, and I can't figure out, like, she knows that she knows a lot from having me as a dad. But, like, my son is 17, and he joined the psychologist, or actually, I mean, 18. Is he allowed to be in if he's 17? Because I give him permission. I'm his dad. But, like, my son joined the psychologist website. He's, like, he's all into 9/11 and stuff like that. And I've never really been that into 9/11. I've been more into, like, nuclear hoax, dinosaur hoax, everything's a hoax, government's a hoax, free man on the land, what law, like the law of the water, and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And 9/11,
yeah,
I got
maritime
that.
Law and all that.
So, like, my son and I were hiking, like, a month and a half ago, and we went to this culvert that had these big steel beams to prevent, like, if it had a flash flood, to prevent all the trees from, like, blocking the culvert. And my son's like, Dad, I just can't see, like, jet fuel melting those beans. And I was like, oh my god, like, no, totally, right? You could, like, pour jet fuel all over those things and crash a jet into them, and nothing would, like, happen to them. Like, it'd catch them on fire. Like, nothing would happen to them. He's like, yeah. And I'm like, that's interesting. So I sent him some 9/11 information, you know, we talked about it, watched a couple, what, YouTube videos together, and, man, I said, you should, like, join Fakeology website, or the Discord server, and he did, and he let him in.
I did let him in, that's true. The thing is that 9/11 is the best one, because it's the biggest one that is so obvious in the end. When you start looking at it, it doesn't take much time to realize that it's all fake.
Yeah, it's pretty, like, either you get it or you're never going to get, like, how do people let that go by and not, at least, how many people, believe, I can't believe people believe what they believe. How, it seems pretty obvious to me that 9/11/50, you know, or the moon landing or something like that, you know, that seems kind of like hoaxy to me, right? Like, people don't catch on to that, it just never surprises me.
In my opinion, the two worst are the Boston Marathon bombing and Sandy Hook. Those two are the worst. The worst prepared, the worst executed, the worst actors. I mean, it's even transparent at this point. It's just terrible. It's like the Steven Seagal movies of the hoaxing world.
Right,
you
get
the
yeah.
DNA, but that's about it. You know, the production value is very low. No actor is giving a shit of being in this movie.
Yeah.
So those two ones, I think, are the two that are the less executed in the less perfect way. So those two are even more at one point of view than 9/11. Because 9/11, the technological mean and everything, it was less broadcasted, but it was just ridiculous. Everyone was acting badly. And I think that, in a sense, it was also done for that purpose, to wake some people up and to establish some crowd that goes beyond 9/11.
So that something in the system wants people to know that things are a hoax? Otherwise, it would have been a better job.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist audio chat on Fakeologist.com.
Have you ever questioned the nature of your reality?
Yes, I think so. I think that in the end, it gives us some test subjects. It also goes to show that no one really gives a fuck about someone finding the truth or discovering some aspect of the truth about something.
Yeah, like, so, yeah, I know. Like, the stuff they uncovered about, like, the Sandy Hook thing, they uncovered some weird stuff, like the accounts being set up. I forget, but wherever you would donate money to, like a GoFundMe was set up like before the event happened, and the Wi-Fi, who, you know, was hooked up in the school, you know, and stuff. They just uncovered stuff.
Fact that an autistic teenager that is probably weighing 110 pounds is capable of shooting down 26 kids with, 26 people with 28 bullets, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of silliness, right?
Yes. So, but it's also a pattern that has been established long ago, and it is repeated. It's the same thing with the JFK hoax, because in no way this guy Lee Harvey Oswald was capable of doing such thing with such rifle. So, it's always the same thing. They will leave some trace for people that want to see that it's not true. And it doesn't matter, because even for 9/11 or JFK or whatever, there's a lot of theories and no one is giving a shit about what happened in the end. The world continues to go on.
Yeah, they just keep moving on from thing to thing, kind of, and people just focus on, like, what is on the TV at that minute, it seems like.
Yes. At the time, for example, when there were government change in some places, no one was giving a shit. No one was saying, oh, it's bad or whatever, and 10, 15 years later,
Everyone was like, yeah, it's the CIA, they're bad people. I won't give a shit in the end. I just go on the history books, and that's what it is. So maybe in 10, 20, 50 years, it will be revealed that 9/11 was fake, but no one would give a shit at this point.
I know, it's hard to make people, like, that's the thing that kind of tripped me out about my son being into the 9/11, because he's 17, he was born after it happened, right? He wasn't alive when 9/11 happened, and I haven't been really into the 9/11 thing too much, teaching the kids about it or anything like that. I try to teach them some things, like some of the stuff, just about, like, critical thinking. I try. I'm not the biggest critical thinker in the world, or I'm not the smartest guy in the world or anything like that, but I try to teach my kids to, like, look around, like, not trust the media, not trust anything that you're told just because you're told that, like, but it really surprised me that my son is kind of, like, really into the 9/11 thing. So we have a lot to talk about together, you know? We have a lot to talk about, you know?
Biggest lie. That's the more obvious in the end, because that's the big answer.
Right? It is a big one, yeah. But it's good that he's so young, I guess, and looking at that and stuff, like, you know, looking at that and stuff. I guess one of his teachers right now, they're doing, like, they can't go to school in this area. They don't go to school. They do it on Zoom or whatever. They do it online, right? I guess one of his teachers enjoys to talk about that during class. And, like, one of his teachers seems to be a bit of a conspiracy theory, too. So they have a lot, you know, so he gets along well with one of his teachers, online teachers, which is pretty cool, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
9/11 is a fascinating subject. Everyone has a different bit of information, everyone has a different theory. To be honest, I'm still not settled on what I think about it. I'm going toward that there is absolutely no footage of anything on that is real, which is going toward the, how can I say that, the September Blues orthodoxy, if you want. But
yeah.
There are other people that seem to think that some of the collapse footage are real, and that's a possibility. They might be right, and I might be off on it, but I'm really leaning toward the fact that everything was faked and shot long before.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Could have been. Yeah, I wasn't there. I can't imagine knowing, especially with all those strange theories out there, you know? Like, up until recently, I would have thought planes would have crashed in, and they, you know, and I didn't think the planes necessarily took them down, but I thought, like, planes would have done it. And then there's a recent, over the last couple of years, people coming out with theories like there's no planes or holograms and all this stuff. So I'm just like, it's just too technical for me to take a stance on any of this stuff, because if I wasn't there to see it myself, then I just don't know.
Yes. And at this point, it's impossible to say which footage is real, if there is any, or which is false. So it might be intellectually simpler to just go to say that everything is fake in one way, because I cannot discern what is real or what is fake. I don't have the technical capacity to do that work. So. And I don't know anyone that really did the job and can say, okay, that one was doctored and that one was not, because no one has access to the original file in the end. At this point.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, I think we have similar views on that. I just can't know. there's no way for me to know, right? I just can't know. But if it wasn't for people...
It's not Arabs with box cutters. That I know it's not, but apart from that...
Probably not.
Most definitely no plane that were reaching towers on that day. But apart from that, I was up there and I cannot say much.
And they probably didn't find a perfectly good passport on the ground the same day. And there probably wasn't, like, a big old plane tire that air in it on the ground. You know, there's probably a lot of... there's some things that are so ridiculous, right?
Yes. Yes. The Pentagon also, the Pentagon story, everything about it. It just goes to show that with the technological mean we have today, that one would probably be more obvious to everybody, but that's how it is. And now we got this bigger hoax that is surpassing all the other one. And there is a big slowdown on the smaller hoax.
Slowdown on what?
on the smaller hoax. I mean, no one's trying to shoot people down in mosque or trying to ram a truck into the crowd. Or nothing of that nature is happening anymore. Coronavirus has to cover, which shows that nothing really happened in reality. I mean, it was everything was a hoax just for the reason that coronavirus has put a stop to all of it.
Yeah, you know, if people were so bad, they wouldn't be making up all this shit that people are doing to each other. Like, they wouldn't have to make up this stuff, right? If people were really that bad and hurting each other that in such a large amount, they wouldn't have to hoax this stuff. Like, you know, humanity is like a great thing, right? You know, I have a lot of, I'm not a misanthrope, you know? Seeing the hoaxes makes you see the good people, because, like, if there was all these bad things, like, really happening, why would they take any of it, you know? They just would show you the real thing.
My opinion is that, for example, there are a lot of shooting, murder, or whatever, or kidnapping that happen, but they don't speak on TV. But what they are making is those fake stories that, for example, the police didn't let go for 35 years. And they catch the maniac that was killing prostitutes. You know what I mean? And it's trying to show people that we are going to catch you and be safe and don't be worried that much about crime because the police always win in the end, which is clearly not the case. And I think that a lot of crimes are happening because unreported for the simple reason that they know that they will not be able to solve them.
Like a lot, so you think there's a lot of violence. So you think that real violent crime is underreported, and that fake violent crime is being reported instead, because they want us to think in a way that isn't real.
Yes, I think that in the end, if you catch some dumb fuck that is going to sign a paper that say that he has killed 5 prostitutes while he has only killed 1, why not? Everyone will believe that the prostitute killer has been caught, and no one will give a fuck about prostitutes if the newspaper won't mention that anymore. As long as the guy is in jail, if someone can continue to do those type of crime, if it's not reported, the case is closed and it's over. And like I said, 20 years later, they can put bullshit out, like, we catch the real guy with DNA, which goes to show that the justice is still doing this for the right thing, yeah. That DNA is real also, so all that bullshit.
Hmm. Yeah, like, DNA is interesting, right? I mean, if they say, oh, well, your DNA is there, I mean, the lab told us, right? But you can't test it yourself, though.
No. You have no right to ask for a sample and to get a different lab to test it. Until the trial, I think.
But, in America you can. I think in America you can, but who? Yeah, in America you can, yeah. But who has the money to afford that, you know?
You could have your own.
I'm not an attorney or anything like that. I don't know that much about the law, but I do know that if you're on trial for something, that they have to, that the prosecution has to, if they use DNA. Use as evidence against you, then your attorney has the right to send, they have to save some DNA enough so that that you can have an independent lab test.
So you can compare it.
Yeah, that's what would be here, but really, you know, like.
But in the end, people get convicted because they talk to the police. That's the main reason. If people say absolutely nothing to the police, the conviction rate would be way lower than it is really.
Oh, yeah. Unless the police lie. I've said nothing to the police before. I didn't get convicted, but I got busted and had to deal with something that I didn't do. And I didn't talk to the police, and they said I said something that I didn't say. They fucking lied. What are you going to do about that? There's nothing you can do about that. Police are fucking liars, in my opinion.
Yes, definitely. That's their prerogative. But at least if you say nothing, you might be lucky enough. It's better than say anything. They might lie, but
yeah.
In the end,
yeah.
The scene is on them, you know? But you
yeah,
are at least incriminating yourself.
Somebody just sent, it was a few days ago, but on the Fakeology Discord server, the wonderful Fakeology Discord server, somebody put a link to, like, Ted Reeves' not to say anything to the police, and I watched it with my... Oh, you put that link? Oh, my God, that was a good rundown. It was actually eight things, but that was a good rundown, especially in America, where if you say something to the police thinking that you're going to help the situation and that they literally, it would be hearsay in court for them to say anything on your behalf. They can only take the things that you say and use it against you. They cannot take anything that you say and use it to help you. It is literally stupid to talk to the police in any
yes.
about anything. I'm not sure. How does it work? How does it work in Switzerland? How does it work in Switzerland? Yeah, what happens with
the
state? It's the same. A lot of it.
Okay. Absolutely nothing. The system is different, but it's stupid to say anything. Because in the end, everything will be put on the end of a judge, and you should talk to that guy. Even if you might lose some time of your freedom, if it's a serious case, it might be better to worth speaking to the judge directly than to have to multiply the declaration and answer
right.
the same
okay.
question 5, 6, 7 times, and risk saying something slightly different and being in trouble. In any legal system, it's better not to talk to the police. Wait it out. It's the best option, always.
Yeah.
Ask for a lawyer if it's a serious issue, and then wait it out as long as possible. But don't say nothing to the police at the very least until you are to the station, in the station. Just your name, and that's about it. Say absolutely nothing. Your name, what did you do? Nothing. Nothing. If you know that you are going to the station anyways, why bother? Because at that point, whatever you say will have to be put in writing and you will have to sign on it so you can modify, change it, alter it, whatever you want. But it's your own world. It's not hearsay, like you said. It's like, for example, you are with the cops and you say, I killed that bitch. No, I did not kill her. It was a joke. The cops will not be all allowed to say that you say I killed that bitch. But the rest of it will never be here in court. That's just stupid.
Right, like the guy's example on the video you posted was a defense attorney actually spoke to the cops one time because he thought he knew how to handle the cops. And what happened is there was another attorney or whatever in the hallway that she claimed that he had choked her. And if he never would have said anything to the cops, it would have been his word against her and that's it. In court, it would have been his word against her and that's it. But because he spoke to the police said, oh, well, he said that he choked her, but it was just a joke. Then it was 2-1 at that point. It was the police had said something that he had touched her. You know what I mean? That was a great
yeah.
example of why not to talk to the police. Like, there doesn't do you any good. If he refused, the police would say, oh, he didn't tell us anything. But, like I said, that could backfire because they could just lie. But your
yes.
best chance, man, is not saying anything. Well, not that I don't have very many run-ins with the police anymore. I never have been like a big criminal but I had enough to know that they're liars and you want to avoid them as much as possible.
Yes, last time I had some encounter with the police was when I was picked up 3 weeks ago driving without a license on my bike, and the thing is that I got tested positive for cannabis, of course, why not, I mean, at this point, and they asked me how frequently I was consuming, and I said I refused to answer. And they say, how much are you using, how much money are you spending on it a week? I said, I refuse to answer. Because I don't give a shit, they already drew my blood, so they will know. They will have the answer. And there is how can I say that? There is ratings for that. If my blood level are that high, the fine will be that high, and the waiting time to have the license will be that long, and that's about it. Whatever I said will not help me in any case, so why bother even say anything?
Yeah.
And the thing is that psychologically it's difficult because, of course, you are in a cell, and that might be the most horrible thing you can do to a human, but you really get to wait it out. Inventing a story in your head. That's what I'm doing, at least. When I am stuck in a moment that sucks, and I don't really get to pay any attention, I just invent a story, a stupid story in my head, and I let it play out until I'm bored and I fall asleep.
Yeah, the police are experts at manipulating you, either through fear or even through buddy-buddy. Like, you know, the cop will act like you're, like, if it works better that they act like they're your friend and they're going to get you off and they're going to, and everything's going to be okay. They will act like that if they think that's going to work on you to get you to talk.
The only thing I would say is that you should cooperate in any other way than speaking. But apart from that, cooperate fully. They have the force on their side. Why try something stupid and add charges or anything? But, and be courteous because they are human in the end. Even if they are freaking cops, it don't matter. You will get nothing from being stupid or being mouthy. But,
right.
Just say nothing
right.
related to the case. You state your name, your date of birth, your place where you live, you give them their ID, your ID, and that's about it. Lawyer up.
Yeah.
And goodbye.
Yep, just, I'll wait till my attorney gives me permission to speak.
Exactly.
Yep. Hell,
the guy was brilliant. The guy on the video was brilliant. That's why he posted it, because that was a brilliant expose. Everyone in USA should watch that in high school.
I didn't see, you know, I gotta go back and watch the rest of that video. I only watched the first guy. Didn't an ex-cop get on there? And
yes.
I didn't watch that guy yet. I'll have to watch that too. But I'm sure he just agrees basically with everything the attorney said.
Yes.
He knows what,
because that's the truth.
Yeah, he knows what he did. He knows what he did all those years.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
So yes, after that, there is an ex-cop that is speaking, and he's basically agreeing with everything, but he's going a little bit lighter on the cops, of course, being an ex-cop and all, but that's interesting. That's a very interesting talk, and I figured it has its place in Fakeology, somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I will have to leave now, because it's almost midnight, almost 1, so...
Alright, Benoit, yeah. It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure. I will have to go too then. And bye, Skylarket, if you're still there.
She just left. She was more on the listening mode tonight, but I cannot fault her. She's too beautiful for that.
Alrighty, I'll talk to you. Maybe I'll see you this morning or this evening, whatever it is for you, on the fart if I'm up at that hour.
Yes, if I can make it too, we might speak again on that occasion. So
alright, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Yes, bye.
That's all, folks.